Daryl?
Yeah, I'm not yelling at you, dude. You have to hear this. So just listen, please.
All right.
Unless and until we can get this straightened out, Eric, this battle is not bullshit here. We got a fucking war going on, and I need either your full support or none. And either you're going to do what we need to get done here, or you need to relinquish what control you have of the website. And that's the bottom line. The fight is here. This is it. And Bolin has been fucking me, and there's more than that going on right now. The simple truth of the matter is that this is full-scale war, and unless and until we do more about it, we're lost. Now, you can say that you didn't or you couldn't or what, doesn't matter. The fact is, let's put your prognostications on the side and say what we need to do. The fact is, we're not doing shit about anything. And nobody's supporting me, and nobody's fighting for me, and you haven't put a single article up in my support, and I need that. You haven't put a single document up. You haven't said that Bolin's kid was a fucking lunatic. Look, I didn't go as far as saying that in my house, Bolin's kid was hearing voices, and they were ghosts, he thought, that were in my room, and that they were talking to him. I didn't say that because I have some comportment about children, but this man doesn't give a fuck about kids so much that he will drag that fucking kid from hotel room to hotel room and tell him the ghosts are in his head and not get him help. And you better not do anything to support him. Not a fucking word. Do you understand me, Eric?
Well, yeah.
Understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, but I don't know about the kid and the ghosts.
I'm telling you, this kid is fucked up.
Yeah, but,
and I'm.
But let's say I say something. How does that help you if I say that his kid has problems? I don't understand. How
it's 100% support for your partner, dude.
But to say something about his kid, I never
know. It doesn't matter about the kid. That's one element. There's a million elements in there. How about the size of the car? How about the fact that
But I never saw the car. How can? What am I supposed to
it's
say?
It's in the picture, Eric.
But what do I say? What do I say? You want me to say something?
Yes. That the car was bizarre because he's coming out on his website saying that it's a small car, but the fact is it's a full-size car in France.
All right, so I say that. Now,
yeah, do you want me to babysit you through this or what?
You're saying you want me to say this.
I don't want you ever to speak to that cocksucker again.
He hasn't called for months.
Yeah, but you know what, Eric?
How do you know that?
You got emails the other day. You got emails yesterday.
That's right. I sent him an email to see if he'd respond, and he did respond.
Yeah. Well, here's the response. Fuck you, you cocksucking liar and son of a bitch motherfucker. And how about a response to this guy Phillips' bullshit?
That guy's stuff is so stupid. What's the sense?
It doesn't matter. It's getting spread everywhere.
But are you sure? Because I've only seen it at Rumor Mill News and that Wake Up From Your Slumber. Nobody, who's paying attention? How do you know people are paying attention to
this? It doesn't matter who. I'm paying attention. The fact is, I want my partner fighting for me. And you've never done that, goddammit. You've never done it.
What do you mean? I've defended
never.
You. What are you talking about?
What fucking thing have you stood behind me about, Eric?
Tell me. It's all over that I've did.
It ain't over, man. It's my life.
No, I said I've
Eric, wait a minute. They're placing my wife's photograph on the internet, you fuck.
But
my wife's photograph, you prick.
That, do you mean that
my wife! Stop, you fucker! And they're putting my picture on the fucking internet.
I know, it's
That's
already
a problem! That is a fucking problem for me! And you should be fucking bullshit with it! And you should be telling the world that this guy is a backstabbing sack of shit! And I haven't heard a word from you, you fuck! And you're telling me you're doing everything? And he's putting my wife's picture and my picture on the internet? And you've said nothing?
Well, I didn't.
You fuck!
I didn't.
What's the matter with you?
Well, I didn't realize the picture was such a.
What the fuck?
But that's what I'm saying. Most people would say, what are you.
Not most people! Bullshit! I told the guy not to do it!
But.
Period!
Well, I know you told
him. Eric, that's bullshit! I said, don't do it! Don't fucking do it!
Yeah, well, that's what we can say. That's what we can say, that you said don't do it.
We can say, you should have been on this like stink on shit. Where the
Well,
you should be protecting me like a fucking pit bull.
But,
and instead, I got nothing.
Yeah, but see what?
Squat, Eric.
But,
squat. No, wait a minute, Eric. I got nothing from you.
But,
no help.
But listen,
I got not a single moment of defense about any of this shit. And you know something? That tells me a lot of shit about you. And I don't need that shit, man. And then I hear that you're fucking in touch with this guy three or four times during that period.
But how do you know that? That guy's telling you the truth.
I talked to the guy.
That doesn't mean anything. But looking at a phone record, he may have...
No! He was standing there!
But he's lying then if he saw me two times. He may have been calling somebody else, too. He's only talked to me twice. I mean, see,
Eric,
how do you know...
I don't care! It's my reputation! Don't you get this, man? You don't fucking get it. I'm going to tell you something. You are behind me pushing this shit. And I'm going to tell you something. The success of us destroying these cocksuckers is on my shoulders, not yours. Because you've done a fucking great job of making me the front man. And I'm going to tell you something else. It's me that's taking the brunt. And I need you to start fighting from behind the scenes and saying, this guy, Darryl, is the fucking best thing since shit on toast.
Well,
and I don't get it from you, God damn it. And you know what else, Eric?
What?
It's me with my neck on the line over here.
I know.
And you know something? I'm not getting your support, man.
Okay, well, let's assume I say that you told... I mean, I can say you told Christopher not to show the photo.
It doesn't matter what you say. As long as it's starting to support what the fuck I am. Erica, it's me that's going to win this fight.
I know, but I'm saying... You mean, you got to look at it... Am I supposed to say... That you said, I mean, this is not much.
I don't have to look at it anyway. You can lie if you want, Eric. I don't have to look at this anyway. All I have to see is that the partner that I'm fucking with ain't doing dog
shit. No, what
shit
I'm saying is,
for me.
I'm saying what you're saying. I should help you. Help you with to explain
anything. Make it up as you go along, Eric.
Yeah, but I don't know what to say. I mean, I
anything.
Can say
anything. You're not stupid. I've been with you for years. You've had never had a fucking mental block.
But
when it came to other shit, so I'm gonna tell you something. How about no mental block this time and come up with something that kicks ass, Eric, and says Darryl kicks fucking ass in the world. How about if I can blow angel dogs from space? It doesn't matter what you say.
I know.
Support me, you prick.
But I have been.
You haven't.
It's all over where it says Smith and Hufschmidt and you're...
That's bullshit. That is bullshit. I'm reading this shit. I'm looking at this shit. I'm not seeing a single goddamn response from you or anybody. All I'm seeing is me making this fucking statement and my ass getting fucking handed to me. And you've said nothing. Because half the things that this guy's saying are lies.
But only
point out the lies.
Only you know that because only you were there to say, don't show my photo.
No, Eric. You know that that kid's fucking sick.
Well, he's got...
So point it out.
But,
say the kid is a lunatic.
Okay, let's assume I say the kid has mental problems.
More than mental problems. He's hearing shit.
Oh, well,
he's
hey.
In my house listening to fucking ghosts and
but
shit.
But if I say that, I can't say I've seen it. I haven't seen it. I can't say that's you who has to say that.
What did he do in your house?
The kid is—he just seems restless. He didn't want to sit still. Wanted to watch TV. I never saw him see ghosts or anything.
He said ghosts are coming after him in my house.
Well,
ghosts
I didn't
are coming
see him.
After me,
and
I can hear
okay,
them
well,
talking
assume,
to me.
Let's assume I saw that and I say that. How does that help you?
Look. The bottom line is that this man... How does it help me?
Yeah, for me to criticize it...
That it helps how... Let me tell you how it helps, Eric. The fucking guy should have got help for his kid. And he didn't. And he didn't.
Well, then we can
and
say that.
And he didn't.
Well, we can...
And he didn't. If it was your kid, what would you do? Let your kid hear fucking voices? What would you do if it was your son?
I don't know.
Would you stop it and go to a fucking
well,
doctor?
Well, then we could say that. We could say that you saw his kid having troubles and you think he should do something. But
Eric, he was fucked up in your house. He was fucked up in a lot of people's houses. This guy I just talked to said he was a scumbag.
Well, do we get that? Why don't we get that guy to talk?
I want you to talk, you fuck. He lived in your house.
But it wasn't that bad. I didn't see anything this bad. What you're describing wasn't anything like this. I was with him in Europe. It wasn't anything like this.
This guy is a fucking dirtbag. The guy that was living with him with his wife over in fucking Sweden said the guy was a scumbag.
Well, why don't you talk to him?
Just like I said.
No, we can get him to do an interview then.
He won't.
Why not?
I told him I would bring pressure on him that would make his life change. He said, fuck off. I'm not doing it.
Well, I mean, this is ridiculous. If he doesn't want to talk, why not? What's the problem with him? And then he says, I'm calling all the time. Why doesn't he?
He didn't say you were calling all the time. He said you called 4 times.
Well, then why doesn't he even? And then you try to get the guy to talk and he hides? What does that tell you? How do you know he's not just trying to start fights between us?
He's not trying to start fights. I talked to the guy. He's not fucking full of shit,
man. Then when you try to do an interview,
Look, dude, he doesn't want to get embroiled in what he sees.
Yeah, he's doing it, though. He's in a
food fight.
He is. He is involved. Look at it. He got you upset.
He don't want.
But he just got involved. He just got you upset with all this.
I'm not upset. I'm losing my mind.
Well, that's similar to being upset, isn't it?
I'm willing to kill people for what I know.
Yeah, but how do you know what you know is even the truth? That guy,
it doesn't matter. All I care about is fixing the fucking problem. And it's my ass out on the front of the spear. Stop fixing it, goddammit.
Well, what if he's part of it?
You can do more. You can do more. I don't care what you tell me right now.
What
Eric,
if he's part of it?
You can do more to fix this. You could do more. Period. End of story. You've been fucking leaving me languishing. I feel it. I know it.
Languishing?
This is not coming from him. This is not coming from him. This is coming from Daryl Bradford Smith. You've been leaving me out on the fucking doorstep. Stop it. And stop fighting for me, goddammit. I know what I'm smelling. I know what I'm seeing. Wake your ass up and fight for me, man.
I don't see where you're
fuck
saying...
Fuck off, Eric.
But this languishing, what do you mean I'm not...
I'm telling you, you haven't done a fucking thing about stopping this bullshit that's going against me. Nothing.
I
watch everything. I see everything. And you know something else, Eric? You think I'm some dumb fuck. I'm going to tell you something, man. I watch every goddamn thing that happens. And half the time, I don't respond. You're hearing it now. You
wait,
ain't
what?
Responding. Get your ass out of the fucking sling and start fighting for me. Get your ass on that internet. Go onto the blogs. Go onto the fucking message boards and say Smith kicks ass. Where the fuck are you? Are you?
But you don't...
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. Eric, it's bullshit what you're going to tell me. It's fucking bullshit because you haven't done it. You have not done it. Period. And my neck is on the line with these broadcasts, and you're behind the scenes like some fucking monkey man pulling my fucking strings. Bullshit. Get your ass out there and fight for me. And if you don't fight for me, we're finished.
But I
we're
don't...
done. You have to understand, I'm not going to fucking hang out with a guy who ain't fucking supporting me 100%, and you ain't doing it, and you haven't been doing it, and you're not doing it, and I don't give a shit what you tell me, you fucking prick.
Well, what if...
And that's it. Don't give me a what.
No, I can write something, but I gotta...
I don't care what you write.
What?
Get on the net. Write some shit on the fucking blogs. Go to what really happened. Go to where all these people are. I don't care, Eric. You ain't doing a goddamn to support me. You haven't supported me in months. And I've been standing out here taking punch after punch. And I'm sick of taking the punches for you, you fuck. Listen to me. You wake up, you prick. And you better wake up fucking now.
But I don't...
Because I'm telling you, son of a bitch, you get this shit straight. Because I am not your fucking victim. And I want this shit to fucking move. And if it don't move, I'm going to come and see you. You see me? I'm going to come and see you. And I got news from you, buddy. I got people in Las Vegas that'll fucking drive to your house in a heartbeat. You better pull your ass, head out of your ass, and get your shit moving. And that's all I got to say to you. Move!
Well,
move!
What do you think?
Move!
What do you think?
I'm done with you.
Well,
I'm done. And I'm fucking not going to play games with you anymore. The next time we communicate, I better see some fucking results. Because if I don't, your fucking life's in danger. You understand me?
Well,
you
Yes, but how about some...
God